This is Tom Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour. We're certainly happy to have you with us today to study from the sacred will of God and to continue a lesson which we began last time on the conversion of the Ethiopian eunuch, which is found in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts, beginning with verse 26 and going on through verse 40. In our first lesson last time, we pointed out that this conversion is a real, not a pseudo-conversion. I say real in contrast to the kind of testimonies that we sometimes find men and women giving today, which are out of harmony with Bible teaching. It doesn't matter what sort of experience I or anyone else may have had, if that experience is not according to what the Bible teaches one must do to be saved, then one can be sure that I have not been saved. But last time we were at the close of our study noting that the man from Ethiopia, who was a man of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had been to Jerusalem to worship and was returning to his homeland. And as he rode along in his chariot, he was reading from the prophet Isaiah, which was a prophecy of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And as Philip, under the instructions of the Holy Spirit, came up alongside this chariot, the Ethiopian asked him, after he had invited him to come up into the chariot with him, he asked him, after he had read the passage, "Of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other?" And Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from that very scripture, preached unto the Ethiopian Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us that as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, "Behold, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And Philip said, "If thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they both went down into the water, that is, both of the men, both Philip, the preacher, and the Ethiopian who was lost. And he, that is, Philip, baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, for he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached the gospel to all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Now this tells us some things that are involved in actual, real, biblical conversions. I want to reiterate that it's easy, very easy, to hear on radio stations, television stations around this nation, men telling of their testimony, of their experience of salvation, which do not fit this conversion. Now, every conversion in the New Testament is under the Great Commission, and all of them, therefore, are in harmony with one another. They all are saved at exactly the same point, that is, when they, as penitent believers in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God, are obedient to Him in being immersed in water, that is, in being baptized, unto the remission of their sins. But I want us to go at this study today by looking at it from the standpoint of asking, what lessons can I learn from this study from Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40? And even though I've read most of it to you, I would urge you to read that passage again and again so that you, like the Bereans of old, as we read about in Acts 17:11, might search the Scriptures daily to see if the things that I'm teaching are so. Now let's think about some great lessons that we learn from this passage in Acts 8. First of all, we learn the tremendous value of even one soul. We see this from other passages. For instance, in John 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish but have everlasting life." And Matthew 16:26 makes clear that even one soul is worth more than this entire world. And in Titus chapter 2, verse 11, the Bible makes clear that the grace of God hath appeared, bringing salvation to all men. In the sight of God, one person, one soul, is worth more than the world. But our time is gone for today. I'm so glad that you've been with us on 5 Gospel Minutes, a part of the International Gospel Hour, and urge you to be with us next time as we continue to study from the sacred will of God in the account of the conversion of the eunuch. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is our sincere prayer.